Greetings, I'm Brad Thomas, and this is Messenger, Watchman, Declare and Contend. I'm going to be sharing with you today, beginning with what is listed as being the sixth chapter in the book of the prophet Ezekiel. So beginning with the portion of Scripture listed as being chapter 6, again in the book of the prophet Ezekiel. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face toward the mountains of Israel, and prophesy against them, and say, Ye mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord God. Thus saith the Lord God to the mountains, and to the hills, to the rivers, and to the valleys, Behold, I will bring a sword upon you, and I will destroy your high places, and your altars shall be desolate, and your images shall be broken, and I will cast down your slain men before your idols. And I will lay the dead carcasses of the children of Israel before their idols, and I will scatter your bones round about your altars. In all your dwelling places the cities shall be laid waste, and the high places shall be desolate, that your altars may be laid waste and made desolate, and your idols may be broken and cease, and your images may be cut down, and your works may be abolished, and the slain shall fall in the midst of you. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. Yet will I leave a remnant, that ye may have some that shall escape the sword among the nations, when ye shall be scattered through the countries. And they that escape of you shall remember me among the nations, whither they shall be carried captives, because I am broken with their whorish heart, which hath departed from me, and with their eyes which go a-whoring after their idols, and they shall loathe themselves for the evils which they have committed in all their abominations. And they shall know that I am the Lord, and that I have not said in vain that I would do this evil unto them. Thus saith the Lord God, Smite with thine hand, and stamp with thy foot, and say, Alas, for all the evil abominations of the house of Israel. For they shall fall by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence. He that is far off shall die of the pestilence, and he that is near shall fall by the sword. And he that remaineth and is besieged shall die by the famine. Thus will I accomplish my fury upon them. Then shall ye know that I am the Lord, when their slain men shall be among their idols, round about their altars, upon every high hill, in all the tops of the mountains, and under every green tree, and under every thick oak, the place where they did offer sweet savor to all their idols. So will I stretch out my hand upon them, and make the land desolate, yea, more desolate than the wilderness toward Diblath, in all their habitations, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Now, beginning again at the beginning of this portion of Scripture listed as being the sixth chapter. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face toward the mountains of Israel, and prophesy against them. A remarkable thing, really. Prophesying against the mountains, even though the prophecy is for the people, yet God instructs Ezekiel, his prophet, to prophesy to the mountains. You're familiar, of course, with that saying, that expression, that if a tree falls in the forest and no one hears it, then has a tree really fallen? And so forth. The idea being that, of course, you need to communicate with people, multitudes of people, if you want to reach multitudes of people. Now, things have changed very much with technology, drastically, from what they were just a few years ago. But nonetheless, the thinking was and continues to be, but even though it has changed, deviated somewhat, it has been tweaked, you could say, but that if you want to catch fish, you go where the fish are. That you don't go prophesying to the mountains in order to be heard by the multitudes, by the masses. And yet, God explicitly instructed Ezekiel to do this very thing, to prophesy to the mountains. And say, ye mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord God. Thus saith the Lord God to the mountains, and to the hills, to the rivers, and to the valleys. Behold, I, even I, will bring a sword upon you, and I will destroy your high places. Again, remarkable. The sword is being brought upon the people of Israel, of the house of Israel, of these kingdoms of Israel and Judah, these divided kingdoms. Behold, I, even I, will bring a sword upon you, and I will destroy your high places. What about these high places? These high places that the wicked, rebellious Hebrew people fashioned for the worship of false gods, for the worship of idols, for the worship of devils that were worshiped by pagan heathen peoples, and to commit all manner of wickedness, all manner of evils in these places. Instead of worshiping God, instead of honoring God, obeying God, instead of executing righteous judgment and justice, exercising mercy and loving kindness, instead of having an honorable, peaceful, righteous, just nation that would be a light to the dark peoples around them, instead of that, the people of the house of Israel in the kingdoms of Israel and Judah took upon themselves to worship these devils, these false gods. And as you look through the kings, the monarchs of Judah and Israel, it is hard to find any that are outstanding. There are a few. But in my view, the most outstanding was Josiah of Judah. And yet, he was cut down at an early age, despite his righteousness and his faithfulness to God. But here God has proclaimed his judgment upon the house of Israel. In this case, the kingdoms of Israel and of Judah. Now, today's church, the American church, and I know that is painting with a very broad brush, they're a very broad stroke, the church, all of the different denominations and non-denominations and affiliations and what have you. And then, of course, other in the form of Orthodox, Roman Catholic, Eastern Orthodox, Russian Orthodox, and so forth. Eastern Orthodox, meaning Greek Orthodox, and so forth. But collectively, the church in the United States of America, the church in the Western nations, formerly referred to as Christendom, the enlightened, sophisticated, contemporary church, Christian church, and Catholics, and so forth, their leaders, their instructors, their teachers, their pastors, their theologians, by and large, have no use for God's word, God's instruction to the house of Israel. That's just passé. That is arcane, archaic. That is back in antiquity. That has no relevance to us. We know better. We really don't need the Old Testament. We have the New Testament. All things are new. And God Almighty was severe and harsh and all that, but Jesus is so sweet and meek and what have you. Even though Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and God the Father are in absolute agreement and have been since before the creation of this earth, of this world. In total agreement and in agreement with the Holy Ghost. But we imagine all manner of things contrary to that. The Word of God that was given to God's prophets, including Ezekiel, was for a time, a place, to a people, but it has always been for other peoples as well in later times. Almost without exception, these prophecies pertain not only for the originally stated peoples at that point in time, but down through the ages. And we people, we Christians, so frequently deny the reality, the simple reality, that what was true for Israel, for the house of Israel, for the kingdoms of Israel and Judah after the division of the kingdom, what was true for them is true for us. God's words to them apply to us and even more strongly. Why more strongly? Because Jesus, God's Son, gave himself for us, sacrificed himself for us, suffered for us. That was not true for the house of Israel. Millennia and millennia and millennia ago. We are more accountable, more responsible, more to blame than the house of Israel was. And God held them absolutely accountable and to blame. And punished them ferociously for their outrageous abominations that they committed against him. But we know better. This is not relevant to us. Right? We need something pleasant and enjoyable. And we all fall into that to some degree, I imagine. I know I do. In terms of what I desire in life. But for us to imagine that we are the apple of God's eye and no harm can come to us and God bless America after he has already blessed America massively, enormously, for hundreds of years, oh, God bless America. No matter how much wickedness this nation engages in, and no matter how little effect the Christian church has on reining in the wickedness of the nation, no matter how complicit the church is, God bless America. And we are the apple of his eye, and no harm can come to us. And let's just have relevant, comfortable preaching, teaching, and keep it brief. Well, the Lord God Almighty testified, I will destroy your high places, and your altars shall be desolate, and your images shall be broken, and I will cast down your slain men before your idols, and I will lay the dead carcasses of the children of Israel before their idols, and I will scatter your bones round about your altars. Oh, but certainly that doesn't have any application to us. Certainly not. In all your dwelling places, the cities shall be laid waste. In all your dwelling places, the cities shall be laid waste, and the high places shall be desolate, that your altars may be laid waste and made desolate, and your idols may be broken and cease, and your images may be cut down, and your works may be abolished. And the slain shall fall in the midst of you, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Yet will I leave a remnant, that ye may have some that shall escape the sword among the nations when ye shall be scattered through the countries. God Almighty overthrew not only the high places, not only the places where the demons and devils and false gods were worshipped, but he overthrew the cities. And he slew multitudes, not only of the wicked. It's so terrible that the wicked ones brought this kind of destruction upon those that were not wicked. But such was the case. And such is the case here in this nation. There has been a vast bloodletting in the United States of America, and in other nations, Western nations. And it has come to pass because of the failure of these nations that were supposed to be Christian nations, that were saved time and again by God Almighty, by his providential intervention. This has come to pass because of the failure of these nations to exercise righteous judgment and justice, to execute judgment and justice, to restrain the evil, to exercise mercy and loving kindness to the merciful, and the loving, and the good. But to execute righteous judgment and justice upon the wicked, upon the violent, terrible destroyers. And the failure of these nations all of them, including, positively including the United States of America, has resulted in a great, vast bloodletting for many decades. Many, many decades. But that isn't the end of it. There is yet to be one terrible, sweeping destruction coming to the Western nations. No, it's not going to be dealt out by the Islamists. Not that they're unwilling to, but instead God's word makes it clear that it's coming from others. But again, the slain shall fall in the midst of you, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Not by how sweet and gentle and loving I am, but when I bring my judgment, God would say to us through his word, when he brings his terrible judgment, then we will know that he is the Lord. We have refused the goodness of God, the mercy of God, the love of God. Yet will I leave a remnant, not a majority, not even a minority, but less than that. I will leave a remnant that ye may have some that shall escape the sword among the nations when ye shall be scattered throughout the countries. What the Jews refer to as the diaspora, or the dispersed. But this pertains to us as well, to we in this nation and in the Western nations. This dispersal, this remnant, likely will again include Jews, but it will include Christians, or at least people who profess to be Christians. They that escape of you shall remember me among the nations whither they shall be carried captives. Because I am broken with their whorish heart, which hath departed from me, and with their eyes which go whoring after their idols, and they shall loathe themselves, or despise themselves, for the evils which they have committed in all their abominations, and they shall know that I am the Lord, and that I have not said in vain that I would do this evil unto them. Well, if this evil does not come to pass, then of course, clearly, this prophecy does not pertain to us. However, the plain simple truth is there has been a judgment that has been being meted out in this nation for many decades. And there is more yet to come. Thus saith the Lord God, smite with thine hand and stamp with thy foot and say, alas for all the evil abominations of the house of Israel, for they shall fall by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence. Elsewhere in the prophets, God Almighty refers to his four sore judgments. One being the sword, not only the sword of war, but the sword of violent crime. Another being famine, drought and famine, starvation. Another being pestilence, disease, epidemic, pandemic, if you will. And another being noisome beasts, Yes, wonderful, wild, exotic creatures savaging people. But that could never happen here. He that is far off shall die of the pestilence, and he that is near shall fall by the sword. And he that remaineth and is besieged shall die by the famine. Thus will I accomplish my fury upon them. Then shall ye know that I am the Lord, when their slain men shall be among their idols, round about their altars, upon every high hill, in all the tops of the mountains, and under every green tree, and under every thick oak, the place where they did offer sweet savor to all their idols. So will I stretch out my hand upon them and make the land desolate, yea, more desolate than the wilderness toward Diblath in all their habitations, and they shall know that I am the Lord. But again, that's fine. That was God's word to the house of Israel. We don't need to learn from that. That's not a cautionary tale for us. That has no relevance to us, right? Because we're the apple of God's eye. Of course, that's what they said, was that they were the apple of God's eye. Now, the portion of Scripture that follows is listed as being chapter 7, the seventh chapter of the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, also thou son of man, thus saith the Lord God unto the land of Israel, an end, the end, is come upon the four corners of the land. Now is the end come upon thee, and I will send mine anger upon thee, and will judge thee according to thy ways, and will recompense upon thee all thine abominations, and mine eye shall not spare thee. Neither will I have pity, but I will recompense thy ways upon thee, and thine abominations shall be in the midst of thee, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, an evil, an only evil, behold, is come. An end is come, the end is come. It watcheth for thee. Behold, it is come. The morning is come unto thee, O thou that dwellest in the land. The time is come, the day of trouble is near, and not the sounding again of the mountains. Now will I shortly pour out my fury upon thee, and accomplish mine anger upon thee, and I will judge thee according to thy ways, and will recompense thee for all thine abominations. And mine eye shall not spare, neither will I have pity. I will recompense thee according to thy ways, and thine abominations that are in the midst of thee, and ye shall know that I am the Lord that smiteth. Behold the day, behold, it is come, the morning is gone forth. The rod hath blossomed, pride hath budded. Violence is risen up into a rod of wickedness. None of them shall remain, nor of their multitude, nor of any of theirs. Neither shall there be wailing for them. The time is come, the day draweth near. Let not the buyer rejoice, nor the seller mourn, for wrath is upon all the multitude thereof. For the seller shall not return to that which is sold, although they were yet alive. For the vision is touching the whole multitude thereof, which shall not return. Neither shall any strengthen himself in the iniquity of his life. They have blown the trumpet, even to make all ready, but none goeth to battle. For my wrath is upon all the multitude thereof. The sword is without, and the pestilence and the famine within. He that is in the field shall die with the sword. and he that is in the city, famine and pestilence shall devour him. But they that escape of them shall escape and shall be on the mountains like doves of the valleys, all of them mourning, every one for his iniquity. All hands shall be feeble, and all knees shall be weak as water. They shall also gird themselves with sackcloth, and horror shall cover them. And shame shall be upon all faces, and baldness upon all their heads. They shall cast their silver in the streets, and their gold shall be removed. Their silver and their gold shall not be able to deliver them in the day of the wrath of the Lord. They shall not satisfy their souls, neither fill their bowels, because it is the stumbling block of their iniquity. As for the beauty of his ornament, he set it in majesty, but they made the images of their abominations and of their detestable things therein. Therefore have I set it far from them, and I will give it into the hands of the strangers for a prey, and to the wicked of the earth for a spoil, and they shall pollute it. My face will I turn also from them, and they shall pollute my secret place, for the robbers shall enter into it and defile it. Make a chain, for the land is full of bloody crimes, and the city is full of violence. Wherefore I will bring the worst of the heathen, and they shall possess their houses. I will also make the pomp of the strong to cease, and their holy places shall be defiled. Destruction cometh, and they shall seek peace, and there shall be none. Mischief shall come upon mischief, and rumor shall be upon rumor. Then shall they seek a vision of the prophet, but the law shall perish from the priest, and counsel from the ancients. The king shall mourn, and the prince shall be clothed with desolation, and the hands of the people of the land shall be troubled. I will do unto them after their way, and according to their deserts will I judge them, and they shall know that I am the Lord. So the beginning now, once more, of what is listed as being chapter 7. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Also, thou son of man, thus saith the Lord God, unto the land of Israel, an end, the end, is come upon the four corners of the land. An end, the end. That's what God Almighty brought upon the house of Israel, the land of Israel, the kingdom of Israel, the kingdom of Judah. His chosen people. An end. The end. But that will never happen here. Because in technology we trust. Not only technology in the private sector, technology in the public sector, but technology in military. Portion of the public sector and the private sector. In technology, we trust. Not in God we trust, but in technology we trust. In God we do not trust, but we imagine that God will not keep his word. His word of judgment for those nations, those peoples who refuse to obey him, to serve him. We trust, by and large, the American people, the Western peoples, trust that God is dormant, that God will not act, that God will not judge, that God will not punish, that God is no longer relevant. But we deceive ourselves. Now is the end come upon thee, and I will send mine anger upon thee, and will judge thee according to thy ways, and will recompense upon thee all thine abominations. And mine eye shall not spare thee, neither will I have pity, but I will recompense thy ways upon thee, and thine abominations shall be in the midst of thee, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Abominations, what's that about? Well, what about all of those denominations that embrace abomination? Those denominations, yes, that embrace abomination, that espouse it, that champion it. Abominations including the monstrous evil of induced abortion. The wanton, willful, premeditated, deliberate, brutal murder, savage murder of the only innocent members of society, preborn babies. The only completely, utterly, totally innocent members in society. Savagely, monstrously slaughtered in what is supposed to be the sanctity of their mother's womb. While monstrous, heinous destroyers are not executed. Frequently are not sent to prison, not convicted, because there has to be beyond a shadow of a doubt, and so forth. And they're able to work the system. And we have armies of lawyers dedicated to getting them off. We have no concept of a just justice system. We have no concept of a righteous justice system. We are completely, utterly, totally out of touch with what God intended, what God instructed, what God commanded. But myriad other evils, myriad other abominations. Denominations, Christian denominations, apostate denominations, but other denominations that are not apostate, nonetheless championing, in addition to induced abortion, the sodomite agenda, and all manner of other evils, just breathtakingly depraved and wicked. But then there are the other evils. What about every false religion and cult and sect on the face of the earth is represented in the United States of America, with the possible exception of some primitive, hidden tribe here or there. With those few exceptions, everything in the way of false religion, Satan worship, and what have you, is represented in the United States of America and in so very many other Western nations. Absolute, utter, total abomination. It is thriving within the Christian church, within what claims to be the Christian church, and within Catholicism and what have you, the Orthodox churches. But it is also thriving on its own, you know, outside of those host organisms. But now will I shortly pour out my fury upon thee, and accomplish mine anger upon thee, and I will judge thee according to thy ways, and will recompense thee for all thine abominations. And mine eye shall not spare, neither will I have pity. I will recompense thee according to thy ways and thine abominations that are in the midst of thee. And ye shall know that I am the Lord that smiteth. Behold the day. Behold, it is come. The morning is come forth. The rod hath blossomed, pride hath budded, violence is risen up into a rod of wickedness. None of them shall remain, nor of their multitude, nor of any of theirs, neither shall there be wailing for them. The time is come, the day draweth near. Let not the buyer rejoice, nor the seller mourn, for the wrath is upon all the multitude thereof. For the seller shall not return to that which is sold, although they were yet alive. For the vision is touching the whole multitude thereof, which shall not return. Neither shall any strengthen himself in the iniquity of his life. They have blown the trumpet, even to make all ready, but none goeth to battle. For my wrath is upon all the multitude thereof. So even though there should be warning given, in today's vernacular, you know, our extremely technologically advanced, truly superior warning systems, even though they should give accurate warning, there would be less of a response than there needs to be. In this case, God speaks of there being no response. How could that be? Well, interestingly enough, that's what happened in Babylon of old. When the Babylonian Chaldaic Empire was overthrown by the Medes, by the empire of the Medes and the Persians, who were so inferior, seemingly, they overthrew the Babylonian Chaldaic Empire, they took the entire empire, and then they further expanded it. And then they were overthrown in turn by the Grecians, by the Macedonian Grecian Empire of Alexander. Then he died, and it was divvied up. There was strife, there was contest between his top generals, because there was no plan of succession, and there was warfare for the empire. And then it morphed into the Roman Empire. And within the realm of the Roman Empire, of course, this other creation took over, the Holy Roman Empire. Well, the last evil empire that there shall be a reconstituted Roman Empire, likely led by the Holy Roman Empire. And it is near to come. And it shall succeed where all of the previous ones failed. Where Adolf Hitler failed with his Third Reich and his attempted Fourth Reich. And where the Soviet Union failed and Communist China failed. This last vestige or coming of the Roman Empire shall succeed in taking the entire world. And as I've mentioned elsewhere, in other programs in the Christ's Resurrection of Life body messages that this success shall consist of enslaving the entire world and, ironically, incredibly, unbelievably, with Israel, tiny, tiny Israel, being the last free nation standing. Not the United States of America, not the European nations and UK and what have you, but tiny Israel being the last free nation standing. But it shall not stand. But my wrath is upon all the multitude thereof. They have blown the trumpet, even to make all ready, but none goeth to the battle. Impossible. But again, it has happened before. For my wrath is upon all the multitude thereof. The sword is without, and the pestilence and the famine within. He that is in the field shall die with the sword. And he that is in the city, famine and pestilence shall devour him. But they that escape of them shall escape, and shall be on the mountains like doves of the valleys, all of them mourning, every one for his iniquity. Everyone mourning for their sin. All of those that escape. All hands shall be feeble, and all knees shall be weak as water. They shall also gird themselves with sackcloth. And horror shall cover them. Horror shall cover them. Here in the United States of America, particularly in Los Angeles, but also elsewhere throughout the nation and throughout the Western nations, horror movies have been a particularly successful genre of movies. Entertainment, blood sport entertainment, slasher movies, monstrous, evil, demonic, terrible movies that have been remarkably popular. It has been a dominant genre. So very many movies are of that variety. But the horrors that are depicted and the horrors that are imitated and copied are still a veritable drop in the bucket compared to the horror of the reality of this kind of sweeping destruction that is coming, that has come before, time and again, and that shall come yet again. Horror shall cover them, and shame shall be upon all faces. Shame. Not just fear, not just terror, but shame. Shame for having sinned against God, rebelled against God, disobeyed God, and brought this upon themselves. But baldness upon all their heads. It doesn't say upon all of the men's heads. It says upon all their heads. However, I do believe it is referring to men. But there was this practice of shaving the heads, removing regular clothing, putting on sackcloth, and covering oneself with ashes. This is a way to mourn, to fast, to seek forgiveness. They shall cast their silver in the streets, and their gold shall be removed. Tyrus and Sidon were overthrown violently, terribly, monstrously. They had enormous riches. And it was said of them that the silver and the gold was trodden down in the streets, that it was heaped like dust. It was so rich. It was so vast. But it was cast out. Here, they are casting out their silver and gold that shall not be able to deliver them in the day of the wrath of the Lord God Almighty. They shall not satisfy their souls, neither fill their bowels, because it is the stumbling block of their iniquity. Their riches are the stumbling block of their iniquity. As for the beauty of his ornament, he set it in majesty, but they made the images of their abominations and of their detestable things therein. Therefore have I set it far from them. King Solomon, who took to himself 1,000 strange women, his wives and his concubines, his queen and his wives and his concubines, and he worshipped the devils, the false religions of these strange women that he took. And he set up altars to them, not only out and about Israel, not only around and about Jerusalem, but even in the temple in Jerusalem. Dear King Solomon, he was not alone. This would continue to happen thereafter, but he set that precedent, that monstrous evil precedent, which was followed time and time again thereafter. They made the images of their abominations and of their detestable things therein. Therefore have I set it far from them, and I will give it into the hands of the strangers for a prey, and to the wicked of the earth for a spoil, and they shall pollute it. How ironic. These peoples, these heathen pagan peoples, that the people of Israel, the house of Israel, imitated and copied, that then they, those heathen pagan peoples, shall be allowed to destroy the house of Israel, the land of Israel, the people of Israel. My face will I turn also from them, and they shall pollute my secret place. For the robbers shall enter into it and defile it, the temple of God. Make a chain, for the land is full of bloody crimes, and the city is full of violence. Wherefore I will bring the worst of the heathen, and they shall possess their houses. I will also make the pomp of the strong to cease, and their holy places shall be defiled. A case could be made for Islamist terrorists to have a heyday here, certainly. And I can understand that given the numbers, a billion strong, and absolute inherent DNA hatred and goal, objective for destroying, annihilating Christianity and Jewry, which dates back to Muhammad, their false prophet. But it's not going to be the work of the Islamists principally, because God has made it clear throughout his word, including Revelation, the book of Revelation, the book of Daniel, that there shall be again this reenactment, if you will, of what I deem to be the Roman Empire, the Grecian Roman Empire, which was not Islamist. But destruction cometh, and they shall seek peace, and there shall be none. There shall be no peace. Mischief shall come upon mischief, and mischief, that word, it sounds so mild and so tame, but mischief actually means bloody destruction, all manner of terrible destruction. The word is weak, and the word as it's used in our times is something, it's almost Dennis the Menace kind of thing, but that is complete misrepresentation of what this word meant. This is violent destruction, mayhem, mischief and mayhem. But that's the word that's here in this King James Version. And rumor shall be upon rumor. Then shall they seek a vision of the prophet, but the law shall perish from the priest and counsel from the ancients. The king shall mourn, and the prince shall be clothed with desolation, and the hands of the people of the land shall be troubled. I will do unto them after their way, and according to their deserts will I judge them, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Lord God Almighty, Heavenly Father, Holy God, minister your truth through your holy word to thy people. Spare thy people from destruction. Spare the innocents. Spare the darlings. Spare thy saints, thine elect, thy suffering church from this coming destruction. Make thy truth known. All glory, praise, thanksgiving, and worship be thine only. Blessed be he who cometh in the name of the Lord, in spirit and truth, in word and deed, in power and might. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, come quickly, and account us worthy to stand together before thee at thy coming, and to serve thee forever. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.